From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a day so far. Infuriating, to say the least. And I'm going to make a prediction here. I've got a couple things I want to tell you about before I go to my next guest, one of my favorite people of all time, and someone I consider a very, very close friend, someone whom I can't wait to see this week coming up. In fact, I will be sharing the stage with him, speaking on the same panel with him again this year at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, a fellow award winner there, last year's Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award. I was the 2015 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient, and I'm very proud of that. It sits right here in the studio chair. I'm looking right at it and very proud, one of my most prized possessions. AWR won the journalism 2015 Gun Rights Journalist of the Year, and then followed that up with the 2016 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award. Never been done before in the history of the GRPC that a journalism winner also won the Defender Year. So we'll get to AWR Hawkins in just 1 second. A couple things. You know, it's been an infuriating past couple of days. It's been very, very stressful. But there's been a lot of positive things to take away. We're going to talk about both of them. We're going to elevate your blood pressure a little bit with AWR, and then we're going to lower your blood pressure. Now, I don't want it to get to a point where somebody's got an aneurysm that pops, okay? If it's too much for you, take a breather, close your eyes. It's going to be a roller coaster ride, that much I'm going to tell you. But it'll be a fun roller coaster ride because you're going to learn a lot. This hour will definitely be education, information, and entertainment for you, the responsibly armed American. That much I can promise you. But I want to say a couple things about the NFL again. I mentioned it in the opening monologue, if you will, just my opening off-the-cuff remarks in the previous hour about what we're witnessing. I went to the Braves game today. I'm a season ticket holder for the Atlanta Braves this year, new stadium, not too far up the road from my home. I made it to nearly 40 games this year, which is remarkable. Now, there's about 80 home games, but I made it to almost half of them. That's incredible. I never thought I'd be able to go to that many games, nor did I think I'd ever want to. I wished I could have gone to all of them, and most of the other times that I couldn't go was, or I didn't go, was because I couldn't for whatever reason. I wasn't here, or I had to do something else. What does the Braves game have to do with anything? Well, in light of everything that we've been witnessing with the National Football League, and I'll use the word hashtag in this go around. Okay, but it's the no fans, right? No fans left league is what NFL now stands for, no fans left. They're losing them like crazy, and the numbers out this week are going to be horrible for them, and good, rightfully so. Can't wait to tweet those numbers out. But back to the Braves. As my son and I were walking through the Battery, which is a row of shops and restaurants and bars and outdoor televisions and just a very cool area. If you're ever in Atlanta, make sure to go to the Battery at SunTrust Park. It's quite the place to go, quite the destination in and of itself. And it butts right up to the main entrance, one of the main gates to SunTrust Park. And as we were walking, we'd gotten out of the car and we're walking through the Battery when it dawned on me, there was a lot of people stopped as we were getting closer and closer, and that's when it dawned on me the national anthem was playing. So we stopped, my hat came off, and it backed up all the way through the Battery. Even those who couldn't hear the anthem knew what was going on and stopped. No one moved. Black, white, Latino, red, green, maybe even some aliens in human form. They all stopped. No one on a knee. And they waited. Those who couldn't hear what was going on in the back, who couldn't hear what was happening in the back, knew exactly why everybody was stopped. Of course, it was the national anthem. And the moment they saw everybody in front of them put their hats back on, the cheers erupted. And they erupted louder than I've ever heard before at that Braves Stadium. And as I told you, I've been there nearly 40 games this year. And I've never heard the reaction to the national anthem like I did today. That's an in-your-face. That's an in-your-face to those clowns and multimillionaire, whiny, crybaby losers. And that's what they are. Sore, flippin' losers. And this was a slap in the face to them by a really nice slice of real America. And I am proud to have participated. And my son commented, he said, "Look, Daddy, I've never seen anything like that." And I said, "You're right." And the reason I mentioned my son is because this kid is a huge Steph Curry fan. I took him to a couple ball, took him to the Golden State Warriors Atlanta Hawks game year before last. Or last year, actually, it was. And this kid wanted to meet him. We were right down there on the court, got a great picture with my son and Steph Curry right behind him. And take nothing away from Steph Curry. I'm all for those guys making as much money as they can make. All of them. As much money as they can make. Good for them. That's capitalism, baby. Make as much as you can swindle out of them. Get it while you got it. No problem at all. Steph's $250 million. I'd like to see it $300 million. It's, the kid's living the American dream. God bless him for doing that, which is exactly why he ought to be. Satellite radio moment about ready to happen. I don't want to make Sean work any harder than he already does. That's why he ought to be taking politics out of the game and playing basketball and appreciating what he's got. And I have to explain, here's why, because now my son is 12 years old, will be 13 this weekend coming up. He gets it. He understands what's happening. And he's asking me a lot of questions, and I hate it for him because he sees me and my blood pressure rising when this goes on, and he knows how much it angers me, and he gets it. He's angry about the whole thing. All he wants to do is watch that kid play basketball. It's all he wants to do. And that's part of the damage that these clowns are doing, not only to themselves in the league, but to their fans. Pathetic, petty, petulant, whiny, crybaby multimillionaires. And it matters to you as a gun owner because the same groups supporting them are the same groups that want your guns. Let me go right to AWR Hawkins. I could go on and on for the remainder of the hour, but I got to get him in here because I know he's as fired up as I am, and I haven't talked to him today. AWR, ooh. I got to take a pill, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing great. I share your sentiment exactly. You know, Trump said we might have to boycott the NFL. I'm already boycotting, so I'm not watching NFL at all. That's just me. But I'm with you. I'm sorry, my door came open. I'm with you. It's a crybaby mentality. You know, we talk about people who feel entitled. And I'm like you. I don't care if football players making $30 million a year. I really don't. If they can make 31, I'm all for it because I'm like you. I support capitalism. But here's the deal. What other country could you do that in?
Exactly.
So you can't do that in another country. And then you're going to cry. You're going to take a knee. You're going to take a knee. And then you're going to turn it all. Now it's Trump's fault. Well, no, but Kaepernick was taking a knee last season, if I'm correct. I don't believe Trump was president. So, you know, this protest has been going on a while. They're trying to turn it on Trump. It's just, I think we're going to see ratings plummet, and I'm all for it. I'm going to say something that's going to offend people, and I don't mean to offend you. Hear me out. I hate soccer. I'm going to start watching it, though, because I got to find something to watch. I got to find something to watch because I promise you, I will not watch the NFL. I will not.
No, I'm with you on that 100%. You've heard me talk about it before, and I can't wait to see you Thursday at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Let me use this as an opportunity to push this. If you want to meet AWR Hawkins and myself, make sure to head over to saf.org right now. Sign up for free. Come meet us. It's free. Just get yourself there. The rate for the rooms is phenomenal at the Westin. You'll never get a Westin rate. I think it's like $106 or something for this four-star hotel right at Dallas-Fort Worth International. You don't need a car. All you got to do is show up and get to the hotel. It's right there at the airport. Come meet us. Come sit and have a cocktail with us, eat some hors d'oeuvres with us, and talk to us about this stuff face-to-face. Would love to have you do that. An awful lot of fun at this, I'm telling you. The Gun Rights Policy Conference, GRPC. This is a taste of what and we'll sit and talk with you about this just like we are here on the radio. AWR, I'm with you on that. National Football League, I'm done. I've had it. I'm over it. I'm fed up. I've had it to my neck. My son said to me today, "Can I turn the Bengals game on for my fantasy football?" And then he looked at me and smiled. I said, "If you want to watch it, go watch it upstairs." Now, he's got a really nice TV upstairs. I wasn't punishing him. Okay? But it's not going on. I'm sorry. I got better things to do on a Sunday. One of those things was go watch a Major League Baseball game today. And you know what? I have not missed one thing about the National Football League since I cut the cord on those clowns over a year ago. They'll never get another penny from me ever again. I'm never going back. I have better things to do. When we come back, we'll talk with AWR Hawkins about a whole bunch of cool stuff because there have been some defensive gun uses, one today, but we're going to get a little provocative. I'm talking about what happened in Tennessee today. That story broke when I was sitting at the Braves-Phillies game. And I want to get AWR's opinion on this so that he can tell you what he thinks. This is going to be good. The shooting in Tennessee, I bet there's some things we can tell you about it that you didn't read about. We'll be back right after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Remember, the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide is out. It's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. It's 100% free. I did the audio for this. It was a ton of work, believe me, a ton of work reading the 164 pages to you so you can get it in audio format, but it was a tremendous amount of fun, and I learned a crap load. I had no idea about some of the stuff that I was reading to you. Now, it was by a bunch of different authors, and you get a different take on a lot of different things, and I'm going to be honest with you, not everything I agreed with, but that's why I want you to get it. Figure it out for yourself. It's fun stuff to read. You will learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting. I'm going to talk with AWR Hawkins about that in just 2 seconds. The safest and most dangerous place to sit in a restaurant? Ask yourself this question, booth or table? You get to ask that all the time. Would you like a booth or a table? Or I bet you walk in and say, can we have a booth, please? Just think about that and then read this stuff or listen to it. If you listen to my audio, your eyes will open. How to responsibly own and store a gun, especially if you have kids. And a whole lot more. 164 pages, bonus audio version, as I said. You can listen in your car or wherever you want. Life-changing guide, 100% free, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. AWR Hawkins, you wrote about this today. It was breaking while I was at the Braves game, and it's why I generally don't ever tape. I think I've taped 5 shows ever, and that was because of guests' schedule conflicts. And I have never missed a Sunday broadcast on this program except for a Christmas one time in nearly a decade, and it's why I won't. Because stuff like this happens just like that, and we want to be here to be able to talk with you about it. In this case, your headline, police identify Antioch church shooter as Emmanuel Cadega Sampson. What gives with this loser?
Well, I mean, I don't know what gives. I mean, now, he rolled up, they said, in an SUV. He was wearing one of those partial face masks that if you live in a state that has a lot of motorcycles, you see a lot of cyclists wear it. It's kind of a polyurethane stretchable mask, and he rolled up. He shot a woman who was walking to her car, killed her, then went into the church and just opened fire. And they said he shot, quote unquote, indiscriminately, that he didn't appear to be targeting any certain person, had no ties to anyone at the church. And, you know, he ended up a brave guy who was 22 years old, tackled him. And as they wrestled, the gun went off, and the gunman was shot. It was not life-threatening, but he was shot. And then that 22-year-old ran out to his car, grabbed his gun, and came back in to confront the guy. But, you know, it's a mess. I know that you and I have talked about this off-air, and I can't remember when, but I'm 100% sure we have. But I've told friends before, and I said, I'll never mention this on air because I don't want to give anybody an idea. But now it's happened. I have wondered why it took this long for a church to be targeted, because a lot of people have messed up their Christianity in their minds where they believe being a Christian means you can't fight back. And you'll have a lot of people that go to church and won't take a gun. Now, guess what? That's changing. If you're out there and you're thinking about hitting a church, if I were you, I would double think that, because that's changing. But I'm just telling you, when I sit in church, unless you come up, and it's always possible to surprise somebody, but unless you come up from a blind spot and get me from behind, if you come in my church, I will not be the only one unloading on you. So not every church will be this way, but I anticipated such an attack. I'm surprised it took this long. I hate it for the people it happened to. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, and most of the people that were shot in the church, 7 of them, in addition to the woman that was outside killed, were over 64. 2 of the victims, a husband and wife, 84-year-old. You know, imagine this. Put yourself in this perspective. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your mom and dad. Maybe it's your grandparents. 84 years old, long life together. And this is what happens to them in church. Probably been worshiping at this church, the same church, for a generation. Think about this. Put this in real terms. Theater of the mind. And the left would leave you defenseless. Now, this 22-year-old kid, his name is Robert Engel. Let me give you some information on church carry in Tennessee. Some of you are probably asking, and I want to get AWR's opinion on this. We're going to push the envelope with this question. Attorney General opinion on carrying in or on property of a church or school. Now, there's a complete opinion. I'm not going to read that to you. I'm just going to give you the three bullet points. It is a criminal offense to possess or carry weapons, including firearms, on those portions of the property of a religious institution being used for school purposes. Two, the prohibition against carrying weapons applies only to those portions of the property of the religious institution being used for school purposes. And three, the prohibition against carrying a firearm on the property of a religious institution applies only while the property is being used or operated by the school. Now, AWR, I don't know if that also qualifies for a Sunday school, because in many small churches, they are one and the same. And it might account for why this lawful CCW holder, this 22-year-old, had his gun in his car. Maybe he knows more than I do. We're going to dig into it. This story broke today, but I want to ask this question. Based on what I just told you,
I'd be armed.
Would you? There you go. You see, you're hearing two like-minded individuals here. He anticipated my question before I asked it. We have not talked today. You would be armed.
But no doubt I'd be armed. I'd have an extra magazine in my pocket. And it's not because I'm paranoid. It's because if you look at history, look at the Aurora movie theater shooting, look at the Lafayette movie theater shooting, look at both Fort Hood attacks, look at Sandy Hook, look at the junior college in Oregon, look at San Bernardino, look at Orlando Pulse. And I could keep going until you said, please shut up. I could keep going. Look at all of those attacks. What do they have in common? Not the type of gun used. The left lies when they say, it's AR-15. No, that's not what they have in common. What they have in common is that they're all gun-free zones. And I am not going to sit in there in one of the softest of targets. Our churches are our churches and our malls are our softest targets, and our schools, where they're gun-free. And I'm not going to sit. I don't go to the mall, A, for that reason, because the attack can come from any direction. But I'm not going to sit in church every Sunday and be a sitting duck. Just not going to happen. If the guy comes in there, if he takes me out, he will be jumping and ducking bullets to do it.
Yeah, and particularly where you live, this is not unusual at all. And here in the state where I currently reside, we have to have permission or we can get fined a little bit. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be worried about the fine at all. And number one, I'm not worried about the fine. Number two, nobody's going to know I have a firearm because I know how to conceal my firearm. And in the event that the firearm is ever needed, I'm not going to worry about the damn fine. I'll gladly write the cop a check on the spot and I'll go to court. I don't worry about that as long as lives were saved, particularly my own and my family. Now, I'm not telling you to violate the law because it's a simple fine for me here. There are other states where it could be considered a felony and not enough time to go into that. But like you, AWR Hawkins, I'm well aware that our churches are very, very vulnerable, probably the single most vulnerable place of our gun-free zones.
Right.
I should only say soft targets, not gun-free zones. But I think they're the most vulnerable of the gun-free zones.
Right.
Far more than a mall, right?
And let me throw something in. Some people won't want to hear this, but I think it's necessary. Muslims, and I'm not calling this guy Muslim before anyone says it. Now, I should say, this guy did immigrate from Sudan about 20 years ago. So he came to the U.S. from Sudan. So that's important. But I'm not saying that I know anything about his religious affiliation. If today hadn't even happened, I would make this point. Let me say it that way.
Let me stop you. AWR, let me stop you. The music started. We've only got 20 seconds. Let's hold that thought until we come back. I apologize for that. Sorry about that hard break. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, This happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins. AWR, sorry about that break. Let's go back to what you were talking about regarding the individual in Tennessee and the church who is now in custody. You were talking about him being from Sudan. Go for it.
Right, and I think the important point is what I was going to say is I would make this point whether today had happened or not, and I just need to say that before some leftist says I gave someone a description they didn't deserve. So here's the thing we have to understand. To the Christians who sit in a church and they have taken Christianity to mean that you're feeble, you don't fight back, you turn the other cheek, even in the threat of life-threatening danger. To people who think like that, you're A, you're wrong, and B, you have to understand that Muslims in this country, there are many of them. I'm not saying everyone, but there are many of them who will never assimilate, and they hate Christians just for the fact that they're Christians, just for the fact that they're not Muslims. And so that has always made me nervous, too, that I thought, man, you want to, and again, this is something I would never would have discussed, but now that this attack has happened, I thought, man, if they wanted to bring our country to a screeching halt, a coordinated attack by Muslims on churches could do it. And I just think if you're a churchgoer, if you're a Christian, and you're going to church on Sundays, get right now, as well, when this broadcast is over, get on the internet, figure out the laws in your state concerning church carry, and if you can carry legally at church, carry. Carry a gun you're familiar with, carry a gun you've shot a lot, you know where the bullets go if you pull the trigger, carry that gun and make sure your family sits right by you. And you're not, don't let people shame you into saying you're paranoid or weird. No, you're not. You do not want to be, just tell them you do not want to be the next churchgoer who's gunned down. You just don't want to be that person. There's nothing paranoid about that. That's responsible.
That is responsible. And I have to say this because it's fun, but carry that gun religiously. I'll leave it at that. And I'll move on to the next guy. I had to go there with that one. That was a great setup, but you're right. If you know your pastor, whoever it is, depending on the laws in your state, talk to them. Ask them. You will be surprised to find out that most of them don't believe the Pope on global warming. Okay?
Right.
Don't be afraid to talk to your pastor. Don't be afraid. All right. A.W.R. Hawkins, another good piece. I love this. You got so many of them. We're going to fly through these in the next 20 minutes or so. Bloomberg columnist Noah Smith, gun control, no way to reduce violent crime. He had 4 points that he said would reduce violent crime, and he even said gun control is not one of them.
Right.
Is he still working for Bloomberg?
Right. Isn't that the craziest thing? I mean,
it is.
It's the craziest thing. He's right, though. Now, he's right. Now, I don't agree with his 4 points. I will say that. They sound like something ripped from the pages of a John Dewey book or a John Dewey instruction manual in the early 20th century. They're far too progressive. The idea that if you educate inmates, you reduce crime, I don't get into that. I don't think that prison is for rehabilitation. I think prison's for punishment. And
right.
So maybe I'm in the minority, but that's where I stand. So I don't agree with his points, but I do agree with his admission. Gun control is not going to reduce violent crime. And I know what everyone knows I'm going to say, and it makes some people angry, but if gun control reduced violent crime, Chicago would be utopia. It's not. Chicago is a killing field. Right? And why is it a killing field? For the same reason Baltimore is a killing field. What do they have in common? Besides Democrat leadership, which is important, besides Democrat leadership, they have gun control. And that is why it's not working.
It's interesting, too, because somebody out there right now is screaming, well, what are the 4 things he said? Let me give them to you. Number one, lead abatement. And it sounds crazy. I would have never thought of this,
right?
But he claims that if it's the easiest and simple one of all of his 4, a wealth of scientific evidence, he says, quoting him, shows that childhood exposure to lead increases violent behavior in adulthood. So do a lot of drugs and having a fatherless household and not giving a crap about school and a whole bunch of other stuff
right.
that could go in there. So I'll leave that to the sociologists, the criminologists, and the economists to figure that out. I thought that was goofy. Number two was drug decriminalization. Now he's thinking like a libertarian here, and I'm sure there's truth to that, believe it or not. Number three, prison education. I'm like you. I think we can do both. I think we can rehabilitate a certain level of criminals. But there are others that need to go right smack to the chair
right.
without 20 years of appeal. And we don't enforce our sentences enough, leading to recidivism. That's a problem. Number four, community policing. But he says flat out, gun control is not one of them.
Right.
And I, you know, what was really fun about reading your column, and I love to read the comments below, were who thinks the story will be buried by the mainstream media, Mayday 9/11 writes. And he says that providing an education to people who are already in the prison system should be a priority, as he believes education would reduce recidivism. So would the frequent and rigorous application of capital punishment. So you see these in the comments section.
Right.
Go read that column. A great one. You can find it, of course, at Breitbart.com. That's from A.W.R. Hawkins. Let's go down to the next one because they're all good. And kind of in the same weird vein, Chicago gun control activist gets gun, says her community's too dangerous to live without one. Well, is she even a gun control activist at this stage of the game now?
She still wants you to think she is. She says she's gone to D.C. She's pushed not only for more gun control in Chicago, but at the federal level. But this same person says that she had to have a face-to-face with one of her neighbors and wanted to take a gun with her and didn't because she knew what she'd do with that gun. And I'm sitting here going, you know what? Maybe you don't need a gun. You know, maybe you don't need one. You could be that one person that I can think of that doesn't need a gun. But hey, it is ironic. You have someone who is fighting to make it harder for you and I to get guns, and they say, well, their neighborhood's too rough, so they get one. And it's, I don't know her socioeconomic background, so I can't say things, you know, to, I can't speak to her wealth or her lack of wealth, but I can only say this. It's the same tired, liberal, illogical approach. They see themselves through different lenses. Gun control for everybody else, guns for them. I'm sorry, but I reject it out of hand. I'm happy she has a gun, don't get me wrong, but quit preaching to me about gun ownership if you realize the importance of a gun yourself.
Well, it's really something. It is, you know, okay for me, not for thee. Well, listen, I am all for gun control. I've been fighting for it my whole life, all for it. But I live in a really crappy neighborhood, and I have to have one because I live in a really bad neighborhood, and all of you who are afflicted with white privilege don't need one. So you don't need one. Therefore, gun control for you, but not for me because I live over here in the hood. This is the height of hypocrisy and stupidity and progressivism, which is all based on a lie to begin with. But really, really astonishing. Her quote in there was, "I just know I would retaliate."
Right. Right.
And she was talking about taking her gun to the conference. I mean, just incredible insanity from these people.
Well, and again, those are the kind of things that they project on gun owners in the South. I'll just put it that way. You know, that gun owners in the South are these toothless hayseeds who just can't wait. They can't wait to break loose and use their guns, kill some people, especially can't wait to kill some minorities. I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying is an accurate caricature of the way they talk about gun owners, NRA members, so on and so forth. Yet here you have a gun control proponent who says, I couldn't take my gun with me because I knew what I would do with it if I did. I'm going, holy cow, you talking about, you know, I mean, just, it's unreal. But they're just two standards. You know that, I know that. The Women's March taught us that, if we didn't know it beforehand. There are two standards. and the Women's March, they marched against gun rights while they had good guys with guns guarding them. If that didn't teach everyone in the country the lesson we need to learn, then some people are just never going to learn.
I got to tell you, this woman, no doubt, has stood in line to get a signed copy of What Happened by Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Okay, it's up to par with the same level of, oh my gosh, you just got it. You just sit back and think it's tough, really tough. I'm glad we're going to a break right now. I can have some fun with this one, but I'm going to stop right now. When we come back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart, I talked to you about this during the daytime show. Circle K clerk who used a firearm and got suspended. She couldn't care less. She's alive. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All you little millennials, you know, snowflakes, looking for your safe spaces. That's Keith Richards just riffing it up, in case you didn't know that. That's real rock and roll. That's really good music right there. Yeah. All right. What is? Okay. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there real quick, okay? Learn those 6 things I told you about, or 5 things I told you about. But there's a lot more than 5, believe me. It's 164 pages, chock full of great information. Some of the best writers in the business. I got to voice the whole thing for you, all 164 pages. A lot of work, took a lot of time, but worth every single minute. I learned a ton from it, too, believe me. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. Armedandresponsible.com, 100% free access. I went into it. I've gotten some emails from you that saying, well, how do I get the thing? Where does it come up? Just put your email in there. You opt into it, and it will automatically bring you the PDF. And you can download the audio version. I did this. I did it and tested it myself. It's working just fine. Make sure that you opt in there. Follow those instructions right to a T, okay? It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. 100% free. That's armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I'm going to play a little bit of this clip from the news report of out of Albuquerque. Your piece titled Circle K Clerk Claims She Was Suspended After Using Gun to Foil Armed Robbery. Here we go with some of the audio of the news report.
Says robberies happen here at the Circle K all the time, and yet employees like herself are told they cannot defend themselves. Well, yesterday she says she brought her gun to work because she was supposed to work until 10 p.m. and feels uncomfortable walking to her car at night. She put her gun in her pocket yesterday afternoon after she heard that another nearby convenience store was just robbed. She says she was not behind the counter when a man barged in with a gun.
We are not to chase, we are not to provoke, we are not to do anything. We just stand there and give them what they want and they leave.
So why didn't you do that yesterday?
I'm sick and tired of being a sitting duck. He pointed the gun at my face, I grabbed my gun from my pocket, I cocked it, and I shot.
Police this afternoon released the suspect's name. They say 23-year-old Farron Mendez was shot in the torso but is expected to survive. Once he's released from the hospital, APD says they will charge him. I should note that it appears he does not have prior arrests here in the state.
All right. I don't care what arrests you have. He put a gun in somebody's face. If he would have expired on the scene, I couldn't care less. No sympathy for whatever his name is. I don't care about his name either. What I care about is the fact that this young woman is alive. Now, she was suspended for a couple weeks by Circle K. I guess that's better than 7-Eleven and Pizza Hut and Domino's firing people, AWR?
I mean, it's better, but it's still pathetic. I mean, what are they saying? That because she makes low wages, her life's not worth protecting? That's what I
right.
think. I mean, Circle K needs to come up and explain to us why her life is not valuable to them. Or if it is valuable, say, yes, it's valuable, and explain what we've missed here. But seems to me, if you've got a policy that I put a gun in your face and you're supposed to hand me the cash register, if that's your policy, and I put a gun in your face and instead you shoot me to defend your life, if you face repercussions for that, it seems to me that your business does not value your life. And I would like Circle K to explain this. I've tweeted a little bit to them. I'll probably tweet a lot this week. Hopefully we can get a shame campaign going and get them to come out and explain why this girl deserved any suspension at all. I would have given her a raise. If I owned the franchise, I would have given her a raise, and I would have exposed anyone in Circle K who wanted me to suspend her. I would have exposed them and shamed them in public.
And, you know, let's go a step further. Here's what I thought about this over the last few days. She'd be the star of a training video that I would put out to my clerks if I were Circle K's management.
Right. Are you
Let
exactly
her
right.
Put her on a training video, okay? Now, I don't know that she's going to go back to work there after this incident. I hope she doesn't. I hope she goes somewhere else and tells them to take their 2 weeks and stick it and go somewhere else where I can promise you there are others out there who would love, love, love to hire this young lady.
Right.
All right, AWR Hawkins, go ahead.
No, I just want to say one other thing. This is what Circle K is missing. You made the point that even if the guy had expired, you wouldn't care. And I'm going to be honest with you. If he had put a gun in her face, as she said he did, and she shot and killed him, if I were in there, I would eat a chili dog and drink a Mountain Dew while waiting for the police to show up. It would not bother me. I would eat the chili dog and drink the Mountain Dew while I listen to him take his last few breaths. It wouldn't bother me because the woman is alive. And that's what Circle K is missing here. This is life and death. This is not political correctness versus political incorrectness. It's the real world.
It is the real world, and that's why we call it a happy ending story. And for those of you who don't understand what AWR Hawkins said, go take a knee. I want to get out of some Breitbart. Sorry, Brian. officer, do you have a napkin? I've got some chili coming down the side of my face. No. He put the gun in her face. It's I'm going to get so hot. I can't wait to read the email tomorrow. I can't wait. I love it. There's a piece out, AWR, that I'm going to hit you blindside with. And this is called, and it was from the New York Times, and it was called How to Survive the Apocalypse. Now, you're going to love this. The New York Times actually gives about seven ideas for you to survive. Keep in mind, AWR, it's from New York, okay? Number one, satchels for survival. They're talking about the power grid is collapsed. Supermarkets are looted. With the city teetering on the brink of collapse, the first thing you want to reach for after the Xanax is a well-stocked bug-out bag. Now listen to this. These suddenly chic survival satchels. Well, New York Times, bug-out bags have been around for a long time. The reason you think it's new is because you're one of those liberals now who are scared of Trump being in office, and you've just discovered what we've had for years and years and years. This just shows you, AWR, how out of touch the New York Times is. Then number two is go for the silver. They want you to have silver to barter with. Number three, alt currencies for the apocalypse. They even talk about little miniature bottles of liquor that you might be able to barter people with because people are going to want their booze, and you can give them little things, and you can use it for medicine. Number four is beyond duck and cover. And they're talking about nuclear survival kits and blocking x-rays and so forth. Number five is the other bug-out bag. And number six is armed to the teeth, but with what? Should law and order on the streets break down after, say, a massive hurricane or nuclear reactor meltdown, that slingshot might come in, that condom slingshot might come in handy in New York, where possession of the most fundamental survival of self-defense staple, the gun, is highly restricted by law. The same goes for brass knuckles, nunchucks, ninja stars, switchblade knives, wrist-based slingshots, and that do-it-yourself prepper favorite, a paintball pistol loaded with ghost chili pepper balls. So what is a defenseless, law-abiding survivalist to do? Prepper Bibles like 100 Deadly Skills by Clint Emerson are filled with alternatives, and here's what they say. Like a collapsible umbrella lined with wrenches, which is not illegal to possess. So in other words, if it's really on, hand-to-hand self-defense will only take you so far. To balance legality with lethality in a bug-out bag, you have to go simpler. Hammers and hatchets. AWR, they're talking about your legality and not carrying a handgun during the apocalypse. I had to get that out. You got 10 seconds. Just tell me what you think of the New York Times before we go.
Garbage. Trash.
Are you shocked?
A rag. No, I'm not shocked. They're stupid. They don't understand real life. Remember post-Alexandria attack? They said they were scared that regular people are just going to start carrying guns every day for self-defense. Where have they been? Tens of millions of people do that every day.
Every single day. AWR Hawkins, I'm going to see you coming up this week at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Can't wait. Go get a napkin. Wipe some chili off. Get yourself a cold drink. I'll see you in Dallas. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. We'll see you back here next hour. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.